future. We're talking real money.
Hi there. Welcome once again to the daily edition of the Talking Real Money podcast. I'm Don McDonald. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about our friends at Banyan Hill Publishing, who seem to be able to get away with pretty much anything just shy of murder. In addition, although we do not have phone calls today, hint, 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 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call in with your questions, and please do it before you do something dumb. We do have a question that was sent in via talkingrealmoney.com, the only website you will ever need for all the stuff you need to know financially. It's got lots of great stuff for you there at talkingrealmoney.com. Risk quiz, we've got find an advisor form, we've got the advisor interview form, all the podcasts, and you know we do these every day, and we have even a little link where you can set up an appointment to talk to a real live honest to goodness advisor for a little while free. No, we will not be your money manager, your wealth manager, your advisor for free, but we will, if you want to talk to somebody and kind of go through the more complex stuff that's hard to do on a radio show, you can call that number. You can click that link. Yeah, thank goodness it's almost the end of the week. Almost any time, and set up an appointment, okay? And it's free, and there's no obligation at all. I promise. You can come yell at me on the show, which if the snow doesn't get so deep that the people at Como can't come to work, we'll be doing a live one, or I'll probably be doing a live one because I think Tom will be snowed in. Saturday the 9th. Okay? You can call live then between 3 and 5 Eastern, noon and 2 Pacific, 855-935-TALK. Back to the Banyan Hill story. Yesterday, I talked about how publishers can get away with murder because they're protected by the First Amendment. You know, financial advisors, stockbrokers, they're actually regulated. They're under some legal constraints. There are things they cannot say, but these newsletter publishers, wow, the things they can say. Well, one of the most egregious tellers of fibs is a company called Banyan Hill out of South Florida. Of course they're out of South Florida. I was talking to somebody, and they said there's a section of Boca Raton, Florida that they call the Maggot Mile because so many bad investment advisors have offices there. The Maggot Mile. I love that. Anyway, back to Banyan Hill. While I was doing some research on them, I went to the Better Business Bureau's website. I don't often go to the Better Business Bureau because they're pretty easy on people. They really are. But not Banyan Hill. Right on the very front of Banyan Hill's page, where they have lots of negative reviews, there is a warning, an alert from the BBB, the Better Business Bureau. And here's what it's about. Apparently, for some time, Banyan Hill has been running advertorials, which is an ad that looks like a news story, talking about something called freedom checks. I looked them up. Let me just find the Freedom Check website. I took it down. I don't know why. Freedom Checks. You can type this in. Banyan Hill. There it is. Freedom Checks, Banyan Hill Publishing. And here's the advertorial. It says it's an advertorial, but who knows what an advertorial is? Well, some do, but it's an ad. Really, just say, this is an ad. Get this headline. Up to $34.6 billion in freedom checks, in quotes, to be paid out thanks to new tax plan. Wow! What is this? Well, Lisa Lerman, a 57-year-old from Tulsa, Oklahoma, is set to cash a check for $66,570. Lisa, you lucky girl, you. How did you get that freedom check? I wanted to talk to her. She's right here in the advertorial. She must be real, right? I looked her up through all the background check services. There is no Lisa Lorman in Tulsa. In fact, there is no Lisa Lorman and never has been, from what any service has, a Lisa Lorman in the state of Oklahoma ever. But she's apparently getting a freedom check, even though she doesn't exist. This guy, Matt Bedialy, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's quoted in this advertorial saying, quote, "Now that the new tax plan is passed, this private freedom checks program could be the biggest cash grab in history. All you have to do is watch his presentation and then sign up for more." Wow, that sounds really great. That sounds good. Too good to be. Oh, yeah. True. And the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, sent them a little note, said, "Can you clear that up?" And they said, "We have a legal notice on our website that says, you know, we don't have to tell you all the truth, basically. This nothing is is investing advice." And they went, that's not good enough. You're calling these checks that are paid out to people, it implies from the government or something. And they said, okay, we'll fix things. It shouldn't sound like that. Well, and that was in May of 2018. Better Business Bureau didn't see him fix it. As a matter of fact, I just checked. They haven't fixed it. And then they refused to respond to the Better Business Bureau. They just stopped responding. So the Better Business Bureau says that they do not meet their code of advertising. Wow, that's a formidable understatement. They're flat out lying in this ad. They're implying something that doesn't exist. And then they're selling something that's really awful. I mean, it's really awful. What they're pitching are called master limited partnerships. Now, master limited partnerships are weird little income generating vehicles that most normal human beings do not understand. Back in the day, T. Boone Pickens had a big master limited partnership that I remember, I think it was paying out 18% per year. And I kept telling people, don't get into this thing. Don't get into it. Because it was a master limited partnership on a certain gas field, I believe. And what you're getting is the return of that particular field until the gas runs out. When the gas runs out, you don't get any more money. But you also don't get your money back, because part of what you're receiving back is the depreciation, which is, in essence, the return of your principal, because the wells, the field, eventually becomes worthless. So that big check you get isn't such a big check. It's actually more of a reasonable check for the risk you're taking and part of your money coming back. But that's never explained to you. I would never, ever, ever suggest any individual buy a master limited partnership. But Banyan Hill has no problem suggesting that. In fact, they even have a guy showing what looks like an official U.S. Treasury check in this video. In fact, let me play a little bit of it for you right now.
See this check? This one right here, written out for $54,863. I call it a freedom check. Imagine this check being yours. A check that's 10 times bigger than the average annual return from a U.S. retirement account, and 3.5 times bigger than the average annual benefit from U.S. Social Security. In fact, depending on how much you invest, you could see freedom checks ranging from just a few $100 to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, depending on how much you invest, you could get checks of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But you'd have to invest millions of dollars to get the hundreds of thousands of dollars, because most of the halfway decent master limited partnerships out there pay under 10% a year. So, while they have big payments, remember, one, it's your principal coming back to you, a part of that, and you're not going to get magic money. These guys just tell stuff that isn't true. I'm just flabbergasted. And yet, folks like you just keep falling for this stuff, because Banyan Hill makes millions and millions and millions of dollars from their stupid stuff. So why do you fall for this? I mean, I guess I know the reason, but I don't understand why it is so hard to learn that there is no way to make a lot of money with no risk. It cannot be done. You've got to learn to tamp down that greedosaurus that operates inside you, and also the fear monster. Both of those, they're really dangerous little monsters. And start investing like you're supposed to invest, boringly. Boringly. And simply, if you don't understand it, don't do it. Do you understand how master limited partnerships work? I bet you don't. And the commissions, well, the commissions can be huge. Steer clear. Remember, you can call me at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Ooh, this one's going to run a little long today. Well, we do have a short question, though, so let's get to the mailed-in question. This was mailed in from TalkingRealMoney.com using the Contact Us form, and this is from Randy. Randy asks, or states, I received a mailing for a retirement planning business stating that, quote, for the last 20-plus years, many two-sided computer trend-following models have been predicting consistent returns in up and down markets, unquote. What is this model, and can you explain the real money of any expected returns? I absolutely can, Randy. Let's start with, do you completely understand what they're talking about? You don't. Then it's probably bad for you. What they are talking about is a timing system where you jump in and out of the market. You go long and short, back and forth, depending on momentum. And I've read a number of articles about a lot of these systems. And every time, everything I read about them has very short track records, like over the past 16 months. You know, sometimes timing works right up until it doesn't. That's just the way things work. There are so many random things happening in the world that every once in a while you catch something totally randomly that actually backtesting looks good, just doesn't work going forward. Here's my rule for any kind of a system that tries to or that claims that it can beat the market, predict or create consistent returns in up and down markets. It's impossible. That's my system. It cannot happen. They're telling you what you want to hear. I want to make lots of money, and I don't want to ever lose anything. Well, I'm sorry. If you want to make lots of money, you have to take the risk of losing something. It is really, truly that simple. But you see, people are willing to lie to you because they know you have money, and you're willing to give it to them because you want something so badly that you suspend disbelief in order to buy their BS. Stop. Please stop. All of you stop. Stop, 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 stop. If you don't understand it, don't do it. You better understand the risks of everything you get into, and nobody ever likes to talk about the risk. Let me tell you what the risk is. If you invest and you expect to get over 5% per year, you are going to lose money at some point. I am totally confident. Matter of fact, if you want to make more than 3% a year, you're going to lose money at some point, and you can't do anything to stop it. You just have to live with it. Oh, the best way to invest, diversify like crazy. Invest for your volatility tolerance. So when it does go down, it only goes down about as much as you're comfortable with. So you need to know that. Go to Talking Real Money. Take the risk quiz. Please. And before you do something stupid, call 855-935-TALK. Or if you really have a complex thing, you want to talk to an advisor for a minute, they do it for free for a few minutes. Go to Talking Real Money. Fill out the advisor appointment form. It's easy, and there's, I promise, no obligation. I'm going to move along because this one's run really, really long. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being there. Please subscribe at Apple Podcasts. We're trying to get back into the top 200 again, and there are so many people cheating to be in the top 200 on Apple Podcasts under investing that we need a lot of honest people to beat the cheaters. So go subscribe. Even if you never listen to it at Apple Podcasts, go subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on iTunes on any platform. Okay? Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.